Welcome to ReachMahjong.com's Macau podcast. With you, as always, is your host Garth and the other host
Jen.
And randomly today, well, not randomly today.
No, not randomly, and not the first time either.
Not the first time either. Totally not randomly or the first time, so almost sort of planned and huge, is Gemma. Hi, Gemma.
She's way far away. There's no way this mic will pick her up.
Right, so she's with us, but not with us. News of the day, Garth has started drinking beers again.
Yeah, before the World Series was over, so I'm off the hook.
Yes.
And it was a favor. He's so nice. I owe Garth so much in my life.
Yes, even though she doesn't owe. enjoying the World Series as we are for lots of different reasons.
But how was your month off of alcohol? How did you like it?
I do have to say, I first of all, I lost a lot of weight.
Which helped with our diet bet.
Yes, I kicked some ass on that one.
I lost that bet.
And in fact, pretty much I think I won that bet solely on the not drinking part. Because I wasn't doing any extra exercise, although I was riding my bike everywhere I went. But not any extra exercise above that. And, you know, now that I don't play Ultimate Frisbee anymore, it's really impressive how much I must have been burning while I was playing that. Because I haven't really stopped drinking any, you know, I haven't really drunk any less than when I was playing Ultimate.
I mean, any more?
Or more. I think I've pretty much stayed about the same. But I have definitely put on a lot of weight. So I really must have been using a lot of energy playing Frisbee. Yeah, so to all of you who are thinking about taking a month off from the sauce, it's a good idea.
Do it.
Yeah, it'll help. And it definitely cleared my head a lot for playing Mahjong. I had a great month last month. I wrote a little bit about that in my WSOM preview. Dude, I kicked ass lately. Like am I assing too much?
Yeah,
let's family
tone
show.
It down a little bit.
Yeah, family show. But seriously, at work at Sentenbo for the last month and a half, I won. I can't remember exactly. I think it was 45 out of 112 games. Which is over 40% winning percentage.
I don't think I can ever say that. I've ever been able to say that.
And not that Mahjong is all about just winning. You know, obviously, if the other not 45 games were all losses, that would be kind of bad. But actually, and obviously not that we're playing for money, but if we were, my salary has been doubled pretty much.
Would have been doubled.
Yes, would have been doubled. That's what I meant. It would have been doubled had we been playing for money. And I have the little receipts not to prove it. So, what have we done since we got to Macau? Well, we had this Reach event.
Yeah, well, we first came over and we spent a night in Hong Kong and we brought a group. We were not alone. There were, like, everyone showed up at the airport, and I think there were six of us coming on the first flight.
On our flight, yeah.
And then there were, over the next few days, there were like five or six more people, and then a couple more people from Hong Kong came in today, and we have a huge group here.
We have definitely expanded on our brood of ReachMahjong.com players.
Yeah, and everyone seems to be having a really good time.
Not only that, everybody seems to be doing pretty well, since we're keeping this family show. Did you see how I did that? I was on top of that. Everybody is really... it's been kind of impressive how well the Japanese players are doing, and everybody in our group, except for me, pretty mediocre on my part.
Oh, come on. Yesterday you did awesome.
So okay, yes.
How did you do yesterday?
So let's get to that, you know, the main event from the Japanese perspective would, of course, be the Reach Mahjong event at the World Series of Mahjong. It took place on Thursday. Right. It's the Japanese-style Mahjong, if in case people were wondering which rule set we were using there when we say Reach. it was a... And a strong field, starting with the players that we had from our qualifiers in Japan. And I bought in on Thursday morning just because I was not strong enough to have qualified from the qualifiers.
So you thought it'd be a good idea to play against all the winners of the qualifiers.
Yeah. It's like, all these people were good enough to win in a qualifier. All right, I'm going to try to beat them.
And you pretty much did.
I did pretty well, yeah. I was really up and down. I did write a little bit about this in my write up of the thing, but I was really impressed with Kamata as always. That guy is really strong.
Yeah.
And it's not like he beat the crap out of anybody in any of those games in the first eight rounds.
Mm-hmm.
We played nine rounds in the first round to decide who would go to the final table. He didn't have any really knockout punches. He just played slow and methodical the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he made it to the final table. Azuma, she's a more explosive player. She exploded out of the gates, won her first two games, and then basically on the strength of those first two games, made it to the final table. And then the other two players that made it to the final table, me and Tanaka, we're just all over the place. Like, win one game huge, and then lose another game huge. And then win another game huge, and then lose another game huge. And it's like, until the final game of the first round, we were still in a position maybe to not make it. And then we both won that final game. And I think having won that last game, it really gave us both a lot of momentum going into the final table. And in the first game on the final table, I was on fire. He started out a little bit on fire. I threw 7,700 points to him, and then the next hand I won 12,000 points. I drew my own winner, so it was 3,000, 6,000. And then on my turn as a dealer, I won 4,000 points from everybody. And then later I won another 2,300, 1,600, or 1,300, 2,600, 1,300 from everybody. So my first game of the final table, I was on fire, and then I fell apart. Azuma reached early in the second hand of the second game, and I threw her winner first turn. She also had she had the red dragon. And, no, she didn't have the red dragon. She had peace and three colored runs. Red dragon was a different hand that I threw into that was 12,000 points.
Gotcha.
Since I was into throwing into 12,000 point hands yesterday.
Well, it sounds like you were also into winning 12,000
point hands. I did win enough 12,000 point hands to counteract the fact that I threw into 12,000 point hands until I did that on the second, in the second game. Of the final table, and I just couldn't recover from that.
Mm-hmm.
I did have some big hands later that could have put me back in the running, but I just couldn't win them. The second to last hand, I was dealt three Dora in my hand, the west wind,
mm-hmm.
And I got to Tenpai pretty quickly. I got to ready after probably about eight or nine draws, I think, and I reached, and right after I reached, Kamata reached, and he actually drew his winner. I was waiting for the three and six of bamboos. He had a triple of the threes in his hand, so yeah, I was sort of destined not to win that hand. And then I got to ready pretty quickly on the last hand, too, and reached, although I wasn't as primed to take over first place there. And then as soon as I reached, Kamata threw into Tanaka, who had prepared himself with a cheap hand. And that's the thing. Like, once I had thrown that 12,000-point hand, all Tanaka needed to do was keep me from getting back above him. And he played kind of just, you know, cheap mahjong. And not to say that his play was cheap. He played exactly as he needed to win. He just needed to keep me from overtaking him again. He played a couple hands to win him cheap and keep me out of the running, and he won the whole tournament. And he won the final table by without winning either of those last games.
Wow.
Which, you know, it doesn't mean that he played badly. It means he played exactly how he needed to win.
Wow. Yeah, he's really good.
He
made so many final tables at our Reach Mahjong.com cup.
No kidding. He made, I think he played, he probably made it to at least four of the five tournaments that he played in. He made it to the final table.
Yeah.
So I'm really impressed with Tanaka. He is crowned the Reach Mahjong, the World Series of Mahjong Reach event champion.
Yes.
Pretty much that makes him the best Reach Mahjong player in the world.
Absolutely.
At least today and tomorrow and until the next Reach Mahjong tournament, which he's currently playing in now because
he will be flying back tomorrow. He's going to catch a flight in about 3 hours
to
head back to Japan and then play in the semifinals for the Champions League this weekend.
Because he also qualified for that final round.
And the rest of us are here doing what?
Yes, we are playing World Series of Rules Mahjong because we didn't qualify
for Champions League. What is it with you, like mixing together your phrases?
Because, you know, if all the words are there, pretty much everybody knows what I'm talking
about. You didn't say Mahjong.
Did I not say Mahjong?
You said World Series of Rules.
Well, it's definitely not that. That's for damn sure.
But one of the guys on my last table was definitely the World Series of Rules.
Really? I tried to pull a rules trick because I really hate that whole chi. Oh, no, wait. Ron.
Except for that's not against the rules.
Yeah, but see, that's obviously against the rules in Japan. You can't do that in Japan. And it's just so annoying. Like, what are you playing here? Like, you can say chi, and then you're like, oh, well, you know what? I'm just going to win on this. Dude, if you thought you were going to win on that, say you're going to win on that in the first place.
Yeah.
That seems a little bit Mickey Mouse.
Well, it's really bad manners, but the thing is, like, as far as they made their hand, and it is a winner, so...
But part of it being a winner is calling it a winner. Calling it a chi is definitely not calling it a winner. And then the old, oh, all right, well, no, I won. That's just a little bit too... it doesn't feel like the World Series to me. It feels like a home game.
Yeah, there's some aspects of that, because we're kind of spoiled in Japan with the...
With the level of play, yeah. The level of play that we end up playing with in the tournaments that we play is obviously very high, because it's mostly pros. We're playing in mostly pro tournaments that require a professional level of play. And so, you know, I guess there is a bit to be said for accommodating players of less experience.
Yeah, because I want tons and tons and tons of players to play.
I want tons and tons of players to play, too, but yeah, I want them to be at a certain level.
You need to speak louder.
Yes, louder, while I'm bad-mouthing people.
I don't care. I'm having a great time.
I'm having a great time, too. I'm at least positive after the first day. I'm almost the least high up of our group, apparently, except for one other person who happens to be in the room.
After we only have the results so far after the second game,
right?
Or after the second round, which we had three rounds each day. So after the second round, Makoto Sawazaki was in eighth place, and Shintaro Konno was in 15th place, and the comedian that's here from Japan that we practiced with, Kazuya Kojima from Anjashu, is in 16th place. So.
By the way, I heard that Sawazaki got Dai Sangen.
I did, the big three dragons. I heard that as well.
Three dragons to propel himself into eighth place.
I think someone was at the same table as him when that happened. Who was that?
I would be willing to bet that at least three people were at the same table.
Well, I mean, someone that we know.
That we know, yes.
It might have been the guy who was in the Reach event yesterday from Taiwan.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
Huh.
Yeah, I think he was. I think he was the one who said it. But I'm not sure. There's two guys from Mahjong Club that are here, and they're great. They're so fun.
Yeah, dude. That's the thing I really like about this tournament. Everybody is just having a good time. So, yeah, I mean, you want to encourage having a good time. Yes, you want to encourage having a good time, but I still am a little annoyed by the woman who said chi and then no, don't. And I guess
we heard that. The rule is you can say that one time, and we understand.
I know. I was probably pissed off about that because I had a pretty big hand in the making.
Louder.
I was probably disappointed because I had four concealed triples. I was one away from four concealed triples, which is not quite as amazing as it is in Japanese Mahjong as it is here. It's not the super Yakuman limit hand as it is in Japan, but still, it's pretty good. Let's see, who else? You're also doing pretty well, yes?
You had
a huge last round, no?
Yeah, after the second round, I was in 50th place. I've managed to stay positive for every single round, which is
also huge.
Yeah. So I had, after we take the square root after each round, so in the first round and second round, I had about 11 with the square root. And then I got a, like, 485 in the last round, so that should add another 20-something to my
Which should put score. You pretty close to Sawazaki.
I'm not sure, because I don't know how much the top people changed in the last round, so I imagine it would put me in the top 20 or so.
What did you do to get a plus 480?
The second to last game, I got a half flush twice, and one time with the half flush, I also had a full straight.
Wow.
So that was the full straight, that was 90 points, so I got 270 just for that hand. And then the next hand, I had a double run and a half flush, so Ipei Kohonitsu. And that gave me 50 points, so that was 150. And then in the end, I got 360 for that game. I don't remember the other hands.
That is huge.
The last game, the poor guy, I actually got ready with an inside hand and three colored runs. So Tanyao Sanshoku and Pinfu, the peace hand, I think.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember if I had the peace hand or not. I might have. It doesn't really matter. It's only 5 points. So there were already 3-4 of BAMs out, and I was waiting on the 1-4 of BAMs.
Uh-huh.
And there were no 1 BAMs out. And then I needed the 4 BAMs for my 3-colored run, and the guy discarded the last one for me.
Nice.
Yeah, so that got me. I think I got 125 for the entire game for that hand or that game.
Wow, very nice. So, just sort of on the completely opposite spectrum of that, opposite end of the spectrum from that, my last hand of the last game, I was going for a mixed outside hand, and it was just going to be a mixed outside hand, but in these rules, the hands don't get any cheaper when you steal tiles.
Right.
And so, having stolen the West Wind, I was waiting for the 7 of Bamboos, of which one was out. It wasn't really out so much as it was in somebody else's chi, and there were no other 7s out yet on the table. And then I just wasn't getting any closer to it, and I threw a not really suspicious 2 of cracks. And next thing, you know, then I hear, whoo! And that was some woman was waiting. She had the 2 of cracks in her hand, and she was waiting for that to make her head. And she had Sancho, 3 colored runs in her hand, and she also had simples and peace, of course. So 45 point hand, and because I threw the winner, I end up.
All right.
You know, 30
you
points
pay
from
75.
I had to pay 75 because I hit her random tonkimachi, single tile weight.
Yeah, I threw a couple big hands throughout the day. I think 2 or so.
Really, that was the only big hand I threw, and it really hurt to throw a hand. And you know, it's not like I was just going for it on a piece of crap hand. I had a good hand too, and it just, I don't know.
In the last game, I actually ended up folding a couple times, just completely giving up my hand.
I had to fold a couple times, too. And, you know, what I have to say about that is I'd say this time the level of play is quite a bit higher than it was 2 years ago.
Really? I feel the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, the players, I would have to say the people that I've been playing with have generally been going for far more expensive hands than the players from 2 years ago.
Yeah, but I think that the judgment is not always that good.
really, I've been well, maybe it's just the people that I've been playing with, because yeah. I've been pretty impressed with most of the players. One player was definitely totally clueless, and he threw some big hands to me, threw some big hands to other players too, which of course hurts me, because the way the scoring works, everybody pays when one player throws a winner. But he threw some of the winners to me too, so I definitely benefited from his lack of care. But other than him, most of the players that have been at my tables have been pretty strong. They seem to have been watching the rest of the table, so that when somebody is obviously going for one thing this way or the other, you see that people are a lot tighter with tiles that are going to help them win.
Right.
I've been pretty impressed with the level of play for the players at my tables. So I guess
maybe I'm going to get all those players tomorrow, and then my score will even out. I'm already expecting that to happen. So.
Who knows? Well,
no worries.
For the moment, you are doing awesomely.
Yes.
And you're in great company with some other players from our group who are also doing awesomely.
Yeah.
And I hope maybe I can join you guys by the end of tomorrow.
And Gemma and I got a piece of you yesterday, too, so we're doing awesomely there as well.
Exactly, yes.
We all shared in your happiness.
It's nice, yes, it's nice for everybody to be happy. So, I think that about wraps up what's happened in the last day and a half.
Yep, we'll do a podcast every day for the 3 days of the main event.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday the finish was a little bit too late, and we were all just, wiped, as Gemma would say, out. Knackered.
Yes.
So.
With like 3 Ks.
No, that's spelled with a Q, U, E.
Oh, okay. It's K-N-A-Q-U-E-R-D.
Yes.
Knackered.
I was taught today that if in America it's supposed to be a C-K, it's a Q-U-E, yes. In British.
In British, because they love the French. So they take whatever spellings they can get from the French and fix their English that way.
All right, well, we have made enough enemies now at reachmahjong.com.
Our own allies, yeah.
Remember that Gemma is still here. And she will give us a beating afterwards, so you guys do not have to worry about us being serious about making fun of that kind of stuff. I love you guys.
Thank you for listening. We will talk to you again tomorrow.
See ya. 리치니 밭으로 아가레바 기분과 모사이코 마슈와 카나리 사비레타 자수 마장 화이트 클라브 본티 럭 아 오니산 마타 소레 론야와 고메야데 아야이 Tchau.